Taoiseach, just in relation to the programme for government, in the programme for government, you commit to the six surgical hubs that are in, as you know, two in Dublin, one in Waterford, Limerick, Cork and Galway. And there was a big concern of that above the Galway-Dublin line. So you've committed to explore the establishment of a surgical hub in the northwest. That's in the programme for government. In a recent radio interview on Highland Radio in Donegal, Minister Marion Harkin stated that she had negotiated the location of that hub to be in Sligo, and that was secured. It's part of the deal that she says is done for the government. Now, as you know, there is a crisis in our surgical services at Letterkenny. 171 doctors, consultants have signed a letter to the Minister. In fairness to the Minister for Health, she has been engaging. She's had two meetings now with the representatives of those 171 doctors, and they have reported that she is listening, considering the facts. I just need you to clarify as Taoiseach that there isn't a deal done in relation to a specific location. It says in the programme for government to explore the establishment of a surgical hub in the northwest. But I just need you to clarify that that is not a closed matter, that it has been actively considered by government. I would put to you that the solution may well be two surgical hubs to reflect the unique geographic circumstances, and you know them very well, Taoiseach, in terms of Letterkenny is, you know, if you live in North Donegal and my part of the country in Ashowan, you're potentially 5 hours from Galway to the nearest Model 4 hospital. So there's a very unique geographic challenge in the region, and what's emerging is, I think, a call to look at two surgical hubs. But just to be clear, I'm asking you that there isn't a final decision made, and this isn't subject to a deal for the government negotiations. And the government, as the minister, in fairness, appears to be doing, is actively considering this.
No, it's not part of a deal in terms of the surgical hub, because. There was a commitment in the programme for government for a surgical hub in the North West, which the HSE is currently finalising a feasibility study. So we can't interfere in that feasibility study, nor am I going to interfere in that feasibility study. Read the potential North West hub, and a business case will be submitted to the Department of Health for consideration in due course. Now, there has been discussion, as you say, vis-à-vis Sligo. People have advanced, and Minister Mary Harkin is clearly supportive and advocating strongly for Sligo. Of that, there's no doubt. Deputies in Donegal, Deputy Patrick Cope Gallagher has been knocking my door down now. And you know, when Deputy Patrick Cope Gallagher starts knocking on door, he doesn't stop knocking. And obviously, Mr. Charlie McConnell-Logan and yourself and others are pursuing it. So I hear what you say in terms of two. I also think that the North West should be looked at in its entirety, and I think Anne McGelvin should also come into the, maybe not for this now, maybe not for surgical hub, but in the general planning, because sometimes Letterkenny gets kind of worried about that. But I remember going into Anne McGelvin, and a person from Inishowen saying to me, only for Anne McGelvin and the investment we put into the cardiac centre there, you know, I wouldn't be alive. But the guy, and he was only there for I'd say 36 hours, maybe 48, and he was heading out again, having got the stents in. Now, it's far better that he goes to McGelvin than attend Galway, would be my view. And so I do think we need to be more creative and more expansionary in terms of our relationship with Anthony McGelvin, Letterkenny and Sligo, and just look at it in that context. I do, like, there is a remoteness and there is a geographic issue that I'm confident that we can work with the HSE to try and get results.
Yeah, that's welcome clarification, because there was a lot of anxiety in Donegal. And as you know, Taoiseach, it is, in fairness, it's all representatives, government and opposition in Donegal are making the case, because we're really concerned as a threat to our emergency services, genuine threat because of the crisis in surgical services. So I welcome that, and I agree with you, Taoiseach, around the cross-border dimension. The Northwest Cancer Centre in Alton Galvin, like that was, in fairness, a really good news story. Cancer patients across the region, co-funded by both. So I agree with you on that, and I welcome your comments. Thank you.